The holiday shopping season is not only important for the big box retailers. Local artists and artisans have shifted into high gear. They help plenty of people give handmade products as gifts. WUWM visited a couple as they were putting final touches on their holiday stock. It smells like warm fudge. I've entered the Walker's Point building that houses the kitchen of Indulgence Chocolatiers.
So everything kind of starts at this end, the back area of the kitchen, and it moves forward. We start with our raw ingredients and raw chocolate products. And
owner Julie Waterman guides me past stainless steel tables piled with chocolate goodies. Workers sprinkle toppings on truffles, while machines stir vats of melted chocolate. Waterman says she ramped up operations in early November.
We do about 30 to 40% of our annual sales in the month of December alone. So it's very intense, which is why you can see absolutely every machine is running.
Indulgence supplies chocolate treats to about 200 shops and sells them at two retail outlets.
This week, you know, we've got a ton of client gifts and big bulk orders coming in. And then the 2 weeks before Christmas, you have all the people just drop by to pick up a box of 12 truffles because they're visiting so-and-so. It just keeps getting busier and busier until all of a sudden New Year's hits.
Waterman says she fell in love with fine chocolates while traveling in Europe, but she understands the challenge of finding shoppers who feel the same way or cultivating new customers.
And that's where the educational component comes in. For us, it's getting people to taste our chocolate, getting them to look at all of the chocolatiers so they can see there are actual people making it.
Indulgence also offers samples, a different flavor each day, and it holds classes on pairing chocolate with beverages. Local potter Gene Wells is all too familiar with Waterman's challenges.
We are all competing with big box stores, especially in price range.
Wells crafts pottery at her home in Brown Deer.
We're in my studio. It's in the back of my garage, and it's a tiny space, but a sweet space. I have two little skylights above.
She makes fanciful dishes and vases. One depicts robots on a moonscape. Another, monkeys hanging upside down.
It's very graphic. It might be a little cartoony, but a simple line drawing with fun and silly imagery.
Wells says she's also learned the value of educating potential buyers about what makes locally produced items special and sometimes more costly than mass marketed items.
The cost of handmade and the cost of being self-employed and earning a decent wage, buying health care, supporting a family.
Both the potter and the chocolatier hope to attract customers this weekend. The two will be vendors when the group Local First holds its annual holiday gift fair. Nancy Quinn is organizer. She says shoppers who buy local are often seeking gifts for people who've moved away or want items chain stores don't carry. Quinn says there's something else local artisans and artists can offer shoppers.
They can listen to their customers, and they can be more nimble, and they can respond. They can either, you know, make more of something or come up with a new idea because they've seen a change in our community, and that can't happen when you're purchasing at a big box store.
Perhaps that flexibility explains the truffles at Indulgence, featuring whiskey and bacon.
We've been asked to do something with bacon forever.
Owner Julie Waterman says the truffles are especially popular with male customers. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.